First, give you a little bit of background on the model system that we use in our lab. We use the Carrion community. We do this for a variety of reasons. First, it can be easily manipulated. We can add and remove various insect species quite easily. It's discrete over space and time. It exhibits rapid dynamics, which is a distinct advantage when studying community assembly. A lot of times previous studies study systems that span well beyond the lifestyle or lifespan of the researcher. And using the Carrion system, you can basically watch the entire community assemble before your eyes, which is a distinct advantage. It can be easily replicated, which is also an advantage for any scientific study. And it can provide insight into the processes that can structure many other ecosystems. So if we take a look at within the blowfly community in particular, I chose to use two different blowfly species. In the Windsor-Essex County region itself, the blowfly community actually is very diverse and consists of over 9 different blowfly species. But I chose these two species because they're readily encountered in the field. So first, there's Formia regina, which is a black bottle fly. It is a member of the Sarcosaprophytic Guild of the carrion insect community. Basically, it just means that it feeds on the muscle and soft tissue, and it's also an early colonizer of remains. Whereas Lucilia sericata is a green bottle fly, it is also a member of the Sarcosaprophytic Guild, and it is also an early colonizer. So in total, I have 5 different treatments, and I'll explain them fully a little bit later. However, basically, I just have the species which are allowed to colonize either on their own, they are allowed to colonize together, or I vary the order of arrival between the two species. So with respect to community assembly, there's many mechanisms that are proposed to explain how and why communities assemble the way that they do. In particular, there's basically random or non-random theories of assembly. So when looking at, first we'll look at the non-random assembly, and with respect to my treatments in particular. The non-random theory of community assembly basically is based on the assumption that one species either has an a priori effect on another species, so it can positively or negatively influence the colonization potential of that second species. So in this scenario, if Lucilia sericata had a negative priori effect on the presence of regina, what we would see with respect to my treatments is that sericata would be able to colonize on its own as well as regina. And regina would also be able to colonize when it's placed in sequence first. However, when regina is placed in the presence of sericata or following sericata, there would be no colonization. If there was a positive effect between sericata and regina, what we would see is sericata would once again be able to colonize on its own, and regina would be able to colonize when it is placed after sericata or with sericata. However, when regina is placed either on its own or first in sequence, it would not be able to colonize. And just to illustrate, these are the extreme scenario. It would be the absence of colonization. The non-random assembly would also be able to manifest itself possibly in a decrease in colonization potential or decreased larval survivability. Now, if the random assembly was to hold true, we would see sericata and regina both being able to colonize over the treatment conditions. And this would be my prediction just based on the very similar life history characteristics of both of those species. Why I chose to do this experiment is because it's a current assumption in the field that regina experiences a delay in colonization. It has been noted in research that has been done over the years that regina colonizes after the first day of the postmortem interval or time since death. And this delay may or may not be incorporated in the estimation of your postmortem interval or PMI. Basically, it's up to the forensic entomologist to determine whether or not to incorporate this delay in their calculations. However, during my original field season as a master's student, I was consistently collecting regina less than 24 hours in the egg and larval form, and this can be seen here. This is one of the pigs that were placed in the summer, and this is the eye here. And the larval samples that were collected within 24 hours contained a high percentage of regina. So my research objectives were to determine the mechanism of assembly within the blowfly community, specifically to determine if regina can colonize within the first 24 hours of death, and also to determine the mechanism of assembly between regina and sericata. So a look at my experimental design. Once again, I had 5 treatment cages set up. To date, I have 5 replicates that were carried out, and the overall density of the females and males were kept consistent over the treatments. So first I had Sericata only, where Sericata was allowed to colonize within the first 24 hours postmortem. Similarly with Regina, it was allowed to colonize within the first 24 hours. I then varied the sequence order, so in the one treatment I had Sericata, which was allowed to colonize within the first 24 hours, followed by Regina from 24 to 48 hours postmortem, and vice versa with Regina being able to colonize 0 to 24 hours, and Sericata from 24 to 48. And then also I put them together and they were both allowed to colonize within the first 24 hours. So the pretreatment conditions, on day 0 I took newly emerged adults, I sexed and counted them and placed them into their respective cages. From day 1 to 4, I fed them approximately 25 grams of liver to ensure that they had more than enough liver to have a maximum egg load for oviposition. And a general trend was the females in both species were notably gravid on about day 3. So I look at my experimental design. On day 0, the pigs were placed into the cages for that 0 to 24 hour postmortem interval for colonization. And then the pigs were moved between cages for their subsequent treatment if it was designated. And this is because it's a lot easier to remove the pig and place them into an additional cage rather than to try and get the flies in and out. So on day 1, the piglets were either removed or, if the treatment called for it, they were placed in their subsequent cage for colonization for 24 to 48 hours. So once the pigs were removed, the colonization events were recorded, life stage of eggs and larvae present were also recorded, which can be seen here. This is a pig that was removed 24 hours from the Sericata versus Regina cage, and you can see here that there is quite a bit of larval activity of first instar larvae here. So that would signify a definite colonization event. The pigs were then placed in aquariums for the duration of the experiment to let the maggots basically do what they do best, consume the tissue and then wander away and complete their life cycle and emerge as adults. So results for objective 1, which was to determine if Regina can colonize within 24 hours postmortem. The answer is definitely yes. This is a picture of a pig that was removed from a Regina-only cage 24 hours postmortem, and you can see here that this is a very large egg mass on the snout as a result of the oviposition of many females, whereas there is a smaller colonization event, and this is the same pig on the forearm. The results for objective 2, which was to determine the mechanism of assembly between Regina and Sericata, it's currently in progress. It's a little bit more complicated than what I originally anticipated, so I recorded oviposition events with respect to postmortem interval and time of arrival. So for purposes of this presentation, I'll be speaking with respect to their time of arrival into the system. So this is the mean time to oviposition of Sericata and Regina, with the mean time to oviposition on the y-axis and the treatment conditions along the x. Regina is in blue and Sericata is in yellow. So some things to note, when both species were placed on their own, Sericata typically colonizes within about 5 hours of its introduction into the system, whereas Regina will colonize at around 10. However, when you put both species together at the same time, they both colonize at around 3 hours after their introduction into the system. But when you look at where I varied the sequence order, what seems to be happening is Regina is experiencing about the same 10-hour delay in oviposition when it is placed first in sequence. However, when it is placed second in sequence, you can see here that the time to colonization actually decreases to about 6 hours. And reasons as to why this could be happening, there's a lot of interesting behavioral observations that I made. And overall, Regina seems to exhibit a much less aggressive colonization behavior as opposed to Sericata. Sericata basically gets on the resource right away and colonizes very quickly, whereas Regina females tend to stay on the side of the cage and exhibit what I call a bubble-blowing behavior. They extend their ovipositor out as well as their proboscis, and they release a water bubble, and they keep releasing it and sucking it back in as if they're trying to probe their environment in some way, shape, or form. Also, they release some ovipositor droplets, so they'll go into the ovipositioning site, extend their ovipositor, and release a droplet, not an egg, a droplet, whereas a subsequent different female will come along, probe that area, and release an additional droplet, and this will occur with many females before some sort of threshold is reached, and then an oviposition event will occur. Also important to note, in the vagina-only treatments, there was a lot of early wandering and reduced pupil size. So as a result, they would have a reduced adult size and a reduced fecundity. So there seems to be some sort of trade-off that vagina can colonize by itself. However, it does suffer in other ways. So overall conclusions, vagina can colonize within 24 hours with an average of 2.8 hours with Sericata and 9.7 without Sericata. And the dominant mechanism of assembly, because they can all colonize within that window, appears to be random, but there are underlying mechanisms that can be present which warrant further investigation. So I'm going to be including more replicates to hopefully tease that apart, repeat the experiments, and also run some stable isotope just to confirm their feeding strategies. Thank you.